funny about peace, love, and understanding? Nothing, I'd say. Did you know? In fact, that's a good segue to my next conversation. Did you know that kindness actually makes you healthier, happier, and also less stressed? That is according to Amber Wilkinson, who's the founder of Kind is Cool. And you're going to get to meet her next on Drive.
Leon Compton.
What can people do to contribute in their way to trying to reduce the impact of sea level rises?
Certainly put pressure on the government to do more.
Raise awareness of climate change and teach your friends about climate change.
More fake news about climate change that is not real, says Mark this morning via text.
It's not the tooth fairy. It's not whether you believe it or not. It's whether you understand it or not, or if you're willing to understand it.
Leon Compton. Weekdays from 8:30 a.m. ABC Radio, Hobart.
I'm wondering, do you get a buzz out of doing nice stuff for other people? Or do you classify yourself as selfish, self-serving, self-absorbed? Well, perhaps you have zero interest in helping others. Either way, I want you to meet my next guest, who claims that kindness is actually good for you and it could even improve your well-being. Amber Wilkinson is founder of Kind is Cool. Thanks for joining me on Drive, Amber.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks. So tell me what inspired you to set up Kind is Cool.
So a number of years ago, I was bullied in the workplace and I have two young boys, and I'd been bullied in high school and you know, you kind of growing up, you think, oh, that's just kids. And then I think being bullied as an adult just had a really profound impact on me, and I wanted to make the world a kinder place. So I printed some T-shirts just for my boys, and then it kind of snowballed from there. I had my sister asking for some, and then they were like, you should sell these. And here we are 3 years later.
So what happened in the workplace? Tell us.
So it was a number of things that went on for quite a few months, and it was in a highly stressful job, and I wasn't the only one bullied, and I wasn't the last one to be bullied by this team leader. It was very passive, and you know, he'd do certain things that, you know, you go and sit down at a desk and he'd say, oh, I don't want you sitting there, and but not give you a reason, and just sort of single out people and have other teammates exclude you and like that. And I, you know, I approached management about it, and nothing was done, and there was a long history of him doing that to people, and there was, you know, a number of people after me that he did that to, and I just had to leave for my own benefit. It started affecting my mental health. It started affecting my home life, and I chose to leave.
So you turned it around to become a positive. So on a positive note, what do you do exactly now to promote kindness? You talked about the T-shirts, which sounds fabulous. What else do you do?
So we also donate $2 from every sale to Bully Zero. They work on the front line with schools and workplaces, and that's one of the reasons that I chose that charity to donate to. We've donated over $25,000 to Bully Zero in the last 3 years, and that's their mission. You know, their founder, Ali, lost his son due to online bullying and created Bully Zero, and they do extensive workshops in the workplace and in schools to educate and support those around bullying. We've also partnered, just recently we did a collaboration with Indigenous artists to start certain conversations around the issues that community has, and we donate to a charity as well called Gunawira, which facilitate education and things like that in the Indigenous community.
And so you've done a little bit of work on the fact, or you've done some research, I believe. Kindness makes you healthier, I believe, happier, and it helps with stress as well. What's the sort of research backing this up?
So the research behind it is that when you do something kind for someone or you pay something forward, it releases the good hormones. So, you know, like the serotonin and the oxytocin and all of that. And then when that is released, it actually can reduce the stress hormones in your body. So while we're all stressed in the situation that, you know, the country is in at the moment, doing something kind for someone, even for yourself, you know, the stats on searching ways to be kind to yourself dropped dramatically this year, while certain states are in lockdown and things like that. So, you know, being kind to yourself is just as important as being kind to others.
Okay, so if anyone's listening and they're sort of, well, let's say struggling to find their kinder side, just, you know, not really feeling the love, do you have any tips on ways that people can be kinder towards others?
Of course. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, I don't have the money to buy someone a gift and things like that. More often than not, it's the sentiment behind the act that matters. So, you know, a simple text to someone, you know, a friend to go, how are you going? And you know, are you okay? You know, we recently had Are You Okay Day, and they talk extensively about being there for someone. Sending a random gift, whether it be a coffee via, you know, a delivery service or a dessert. Everyone loves dessert. It makes everyone feel better.
True.
And, you know, just even a smile or a thank you or a hello as you're walking past someone, they're really small things that everybody can do, and just trying to have kindness at the forefront of your mind.
Well, look, we'll try and spread the kind word. It's been lovely having a chat with you, Amber, and, you know, hopefully everybody can take a little bit on board what you're saying and become healthier, happier and less stressed, as well as helping those around them.
Yes, that would be great.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you so much.
Amber Wilkinson is founder, or the founder, of Kind is Cool. It is